Welcome to Washington Exec's Givers of GovCon podcast series, where we highlight the philanthropic efforts within the government contracting community and speak to the leaders spearheading them. Over the next weeks, you'll hear us talk with givers of all kinds as we dig deeper into how and why they're giving back. So thanks for tuning in and enjoy this next episode of Givers of GovCon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Givers of GovCon. I'm Amanda Ziede with Washington Exec, and our guest today is Rocky Thurston, President of Periton's Citizen Security and Public Services Sector. Thank you so much for joining me today, Rocky.
You're welcome, Amanda. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I understand you sit on the leadership of the American Heart Association's Greater Washington Region Heart Walk. And while I'm sure most of us in the area are familiar with this cause, can you tell us a bit about the focus and how you got involved?
The Heart Walk is, of course, a fundraiser for the American Heart Association. There are more than 100 different organizations that participate in the DC Walk. There are well over 450 teams, 2,500 participants, I think, that participate annually. And it's really around the world where people can walk in person or virtually. And the goal is to raise actually around $1.75 million to fund efforts by the American Heart Association.
Wow.
In addition to that, the Heart Walk has efforts leading up to the walk itself, where we get our participants to compete in a 30-day move more, quote unquote, activity challenge, where I believe this year it accumulated more than 250,000 minutes of walking, running, biking. You know, what the way we think about it is whatever gets their heart beating. Mm-hmm. So it's a great cause that I'm thrilled to participate in.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, it's clear to see the benefits of supporting this particular cause, but why is it important to you specifically?
All of us have stories of family members or friends who were impacted by cardiovascular disease, heart attack, or stroke. I'm one of those people. My father passed away of a heart attack in 2003 at the young age of 59 years old. I've always thought he was way too young to be affected and impacted by that. And from that day forward, I began contributing to the American Heart Association. I'd love to see, from what I've learned in these years about the American Heart Association, they are striving to find a cure. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see a cure, because what happened to me and my family, I don't want to see happen to others, or heaven forbid, someone else within my family. So that's why I do it. It really is a blessing to me to be able to try to give back to this cause.
Well, thank you for sharing. I agree that it's far too young, and anything that we can do to help prevent these kinds of illnesses or health impacts from hurting our own family and those around us is so important. So how did you also help Periton with its support and partnership of this cause?
I am a member of the Heart Walk Executive Leadership Team. So I work with AHA staff, as well as others in our community work with staff to put together the Heart Walk. And in that capacity, I also represent my company. And so I volunteer to be the executive sponsor within Periton. And in that role, I champion this charitable cause in the company and get out the message about the values of the Heart Walk and inspire the entire organization to put together teams to participate in the walk or teams to go through the fundraising process. And so sort of drive that effort preceding the Heart Walk itself, and then garner the resources internally from our marketing folks and from other executives to put feet on the street in DC at the Heart Walk event itself. We were very, very successful this year. We formed 28 different teams. Hundreds of staff, family, and friends showed up either in person downtown on the mall or virtually to walk. And we're proud to say that we raised more than $65,000 from Periton alone from our Periton employees.
Wow.
And it was just a great event altogether. And I was happy to sponsor that activity.
Wow, that's incredible. So what kind of impact does the partnership have on employees?
There are those like myself, mm-hmm, who have had a somewhat traumatic experience in their life. and they jumped at the opportunity to participate. But there are also those who have not had that experience in their life and don't want that to have to happen. And so it raised awareness, I think, of this disease. It's one of the top five, I'd say, killers in our society, right? So we don't want it to be around. So I sparked an interest. It showed the philanthropy throughout the organization. It garnered teamwork, because that's why you build teams. There's a healthy competition internally amongst the various teams to see how much money they could raise or how many walkers they could put together. It was just a nice team building / philanthropic event inside the company.
And have you been able to witness at all the difference that this partnership has made in the lives of those who are battling the disease, or perhaps just in terms of spreading awareness or anything like that?
All the money goes towards the American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. And the impact that this fundraising has, it goes directly towards their research into heart disease and strokes, community education, things like healthy food access, things like blood pressure control, CPR awareness and training, youth tobacco and vaping. I mean, it has a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And I think you can witness that through the efforts of the American Heart Association.
And I'm sure just in general, having participated in the actual heart walk, just getting those steps in and having everyone participate is a benefit in itself to those even who aren't struggling with the disease, but just in general, it's a good thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. We all know the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle, and this is just another way to promote it. And there's always an excuse why not to go exercise or to have unhealthy habits, but this is just another way of raising awareness on not only why you need to do it, but maybe sustaining that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So why should other companies join Peraton in supporting the American Heart Association's Heart Walk?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, you're giving to an amazing cause. Mm-hmm. And every single person at AHA has all the stats around people who have been impacted by this disease. And nearly every single person in society has some story they can tell or can point to some friend or family who's been affected by one of these issues. So for all the things we just talked about, whether it's raising awareness or just being part of a great cause, first and foremost would be the number one reason to join. Number two, what's interesting is I'm a member of the executive leadership team, and I have peers across our industry who are members of that team. And those are individuals I've known for a very long time. So there's sort of this healthy competition amongst our companies around who can raise enough money. So that's all goodness in this business. And you maintain those bonds. You all know this from GovCon community, but relationships and people matter. And there's another way to reach out and form those relationships throughout our industry. I think that's another huge benefit in doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because I've never heard of our health being talked so much in the government contracting space more than these past 2 years. So it's interesting, you know, where we're at. And obviously, the healthier you are, the more you're able to come back from various other illnesses and diseases, just like COVID. And we've been talking about it so much these past 2 years that it's such an important sentiment to spread within an organization. So I don't think we talk about that enough, that if we all share this idea, just in general, there are so many benefits to spreading this awareness of health, especially cardiovascular health. So it's, I think, particularly timely right now, too.
Oh, you said it very well, Amanda. You're absolutely right. We shouldn't have these major pandemics to remind us of that.
Right, exactly.
That's why the Heart Walk, it's an annual event. Actually, 2 years ago, there was no physical walk. There was an attempt to make it virtual. This year, we got back on the streets and actually physically walked around DC. We want to do it more and more. And it's a great way to, as I said before, communicate this event with your friends, your families, your coworkers, your neighbors, and demonstrate the benefits of a healthy lifestyle, and also to honor or remember loved ones who've had a heart disease or stroke. I think those are things to keep in mind about your own lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any upcoming news related to the partnership or the Heart Walk that you want to share today?
Only that we're in the pre-planning phases for next year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From a Heart Walk perspective, individual can always give to the American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. You always can. And 'tis the season of giving, so it doesn't hurt to make a charitable donation in the way of the Heart Association, if any of our listeners can. But yeah, it's just the planning phase. And I know the sponsor, JP Wiley, he's the senior director of development for American Heart Association, runs the Heart Walk from AHA's perspective. He'd love to have more volunteers. He'd love to expand the executive leadership team. So there's this recruiting phase that's going on from their perspective and pre-planning for next year.
Right. Wonderful. Well, we've talked about your personal attachment to this cause, your father, of course, and just the general benefits of living a healthy lifestyle to help fight this disease. Is there anything else you want to include about what makes you want to stay engaged in the future with the American Heart Association?
It's always a reminder to me about the importance of living a healthy lifestyle. My father will be that reminder, but we all have difficult jobs and challenges that come and go. We always need that reminder. And I think staying close contact with the Heart Walk is a nice reminder for me personally. That's how I look at it.
Great note to end on. I think it's very important. And I think health and our minds and bodies have been put on the forefront, especially this past 2 years. And like you said, we shouldn't need a pandemic to remind us of that, but it is nevertheless a good reminder. So I appreciate you taking the time today to share with us your personal passion for this cause and Peritons as well. So thanks so much, Rocky.
You're very welcome, Amanda. Thank you for the opportunity.